You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
Well, we're talking to an epic human being, Matthew Bivins. His website's matthewbivins.com. He's the host of Having It All, An Abundant Loving Life. And what you heard in the last segment, Matthew just talking about, is addressing those tough things. And, you know, one of those tough things for a lot of people in the category of money and business, Matthew, which I know you've talked about recently, is our relationships with money. Sometimes we can think, we have a lot of money, it'll define us, or even if we've made a lot of money, we might have lost it again, in my case, and then made a lot more. And then let's say some things, you know, we're taking chances. Now what I'm doing is I'm taking a chance and putting myself out there, getting a yoga studio going and hiring more in-person staff, and then expanding our show, creating a studio and doing things that I know. Actually, I feel calmer now that I've committed. But I didn't have to do it, and it is probably the biggest area of growth when we kind of address those fears or go through those fears. But Matthew, in terms of money and business, how can somebody, whether they have no money or a lot of money, how can they improve their relationship with money?
So that's something that I talked about, I think, last week on the podcast. I forget the title of it. It's like how I'm trying to fix my effed up relationship towards money, something like that.
Yeah.
And for me, the first step was being honest. I am 30 years old, and I spent 28 years avoiding anything that had to do with my personal finances. And it wasn't until just a couple of years ago that I started to be honest with myself that, you know, I'm a person who seeks balance. I seek balance in my life and in all different areas. And I realized that personal finance was an area I was very much out of balance. And so I started to really look at how that was impacting me. And it was impacting things in my family. You know, I wasn't as confident as I wanted to be around money, around my ability to attract money and generate money, around my ability to manage my finances. And so, you know, again, it was one of those things where I recognized that I had fear. I recognized that I had spent most of my life with this relationship of scarcity around money. I never felt like I had enough. I always felt like the second I got it, it was gone. I also didn't have a very empowering context around budgeting. I believe that you budget when you are broke. That's like what I thought. Whereas now I'm in a much different place, and budgeting for me is very much about managing my finances and growing my wealth. And so it really took some honesty. It took some feedback. You know, my accountability group, we started addressing money in the group as a whole, and really looking at our personal finances, having this belief that your financial health is going to impact your emotional health, your physical health, your mental health. And so it's just as important as those other areas. It's just as important to look at your relationship towards finances. And so getting honest with myself and finally having a group that was going to help me create some small baby steps. Really, I was introduced to Dave Ramsey's book, Financial Peace. And in there, he breaks down what he calls the 7 baby steps. And so that for me was a framework that I could get behind. And those baby steps have helped my wife and I go from a place of, you know, having 8 or 9 different debts of varying thousands of dollars down to 3 and almost down to 2. And it's really helped us to save up money for our emergency fund, put money aside for all different types of things, and really just learn how to manage ourselves in our financial abundance. And for me, I personally believe that as I become more masterful at managing myself in my finances, I'm going to start attracting, and the universe is going to start handing me more financial abundance. And so it's basically like, okay, you think you can manage it now? Great. Here you go. Go see what you can do with it. And so that's what I'm experiencing. I'm absolutely been experiencing that, having been very intentional around looking at my finances, sitting down, understanding my numbers, knowing how much money is coming in, how much money is going out every month, looking at my debts, knowing exactly what, all of my debts are, knowing what my credit score is, all of those things, all of those areas that I used to avoid. I mean, I used to get creditor phone calls. I used to avoid them like the plague. I've been in the situation where I had negative money in my bank account and was like, shit, what am I going to do? I don't have any money. And so all of those things were a result of me really turning my back on and sort of denying that I needed to looking at my money and my finances was important, that, there was a part of me, I guess, that didn't want to grow up. And now I'm so happy that my wife and I are in this place of weekly budgeting meetings and things, because, you know, on top of just having a handle on those things and just feeling more peaceful about it, I feel like we have more money now.
That's good.
You know, like as I started looking at the numbers and I realized I have much more than I thought. So there's that benefit of it and, you know, a thousand others. But getting honest with myself, to answer your question.
Sure.
Being honest with myself, and that really helped.
I think that's a beautiful thing. I think honesty is good. I have to do the same, because if we can really assess where we're at, and I think it's really believing in ourselves. I mean, for me, believing we're worthy of success, even if no matter what's happened in our lives. I think, you know, I've had millions of dollars in sales. I've had absolutely nothing, no car and all of this stuff several years back. And then, you know, had some tough times, built everything up again, and now spending tens of thousands of dollars, taking a bit of a risk and wondering, you know, even though I'm created a website, believe.love, a whole media network, thinking, hey, I got to do that myself. I have to believe in myself. And I think believing we're worthy of success with money. A lot of times we, right now in our society, people gauge that as if we're successful or not, as if we're good with money. And we do need it to pay for things. And I think having a handle on it enables us to feel like, I did the same thing. I looked in the accounts. I'm like, oh, I have more than I thought. And I think the fear can be, just relating back to our entire conversation, the fear, Matthew, can be great, because without it, we might like jump off a bridge and think, meaning like the fear keeps us alive. Like we actually, we might just do random things, walk into traffic. There is a part of being human where the fear keeps us alive. I think it's probably a good idea to be smart with money and not just careless, or maybe we'd always have zero. You know, so the fear, we can love it and kind of transmute it into motivation and just understanding that's part of the feeling based on these deep emotional things, based on our past experiences. And then it becomes a positive thing. Like you're saying, we have small victories, and, you know, that support group is so amazing. I mean, I want to inspire, just like you, Matthew, are inspiring so many people. If I could tell everybody, please go listen to Matthew's podcast. It's because I can tell that Matthew is plugged into something. I would say his spiritual self. You know, right now people hear me, they hear maybe a faster version of me. I haven't mentioned everything, but I can tell, I can feel different energy signatures, and we all are capable of that. But I can tell Matthew is really plugged into, I would say, his soul. And there's a lot, he's aware of a great many of things, which is not that common for all of us, including me. I'm becoming more aware. So his podcast is Having It All, ALL, An Abundant Loving Life. His website is MatthewBivens.com. You can find the links there, BIVENS.com. And Matthew, it's been a great honor. What would you like to leave the audience with today?
So I want to leave the audience thinking about love and fear. You mentioned it, that fear a lot of times keeps us alive. And you also used the word transmute. And, you know, just from what I understand about you, you're somebody who has practiced becoming more self-aware. And I think that the more that you're able, that you practice understanding yourself, tuning into yourself, the more that you begin to distinguish fears such as don't walk into traffic versus fears such as, don't leave my job to pursue entrepreneurship because I'm scared. And there's a lot of these different fears that we have that hold us back. They hold us back from opportunities to step into a greater version of ourselves, opportunities to really trust ourselves and to love ourselves, and opportunities to expand and grow and heal different things and transform. And so for me, a lot of what I talk about on my show, it comes back to personal experiences. And so many things for me shifted in life when I decided to answer the question, what would I do if I was not afraid? You know, if I wasn't choosing fear, what would I do? And more importantly, who would I be? And so I started very, very intentionally asking myself that question in different scenarios, and time again, choosing love. You know, because I really do think it comes down to a choice between fear and love in a lot of cases. And so the more that you choose love, no matter how scary it can be, no matter how daunting it can be, no matter how big the mountain in front of you looks, I can say that from my personal experience, I have always come out the other side grateful. I've come out the other side stronger, more capable, more confident, and many times more, more humble, with more humility, but just a more powerful, peaceful, loving version of myself. And so, like you said, it transmute, this idea of transmuting energy. Fear is simply energy.
That's right. And
that's all that it is. It's energy. So we all have the ability to shift that energy and move it from a way that from going to a place that's destructive and takes away, to a place that is constructive and builds and heals. And so having that sort of context around fear and love, for me helped give me, a frame of mind, to step into situations and experience so many of the breakthroughs that I have over the past couple of years. And so, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on this show, and everything that you do is amazing. The first time I saw your website, believe.love, I'm like, yes, I can't wait to connect with him, because he's got love right there in the website name, because I think that's what it's all about. And so, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to be able to chat with you and learn from you. And, I look forward to the breakthroughs that your listeners are going to have as they choose love.
That's right. And part of love, especially for guys who grew up, they think they need to be tough and everything. It's exploring these things that we think are pointless, because the truth is,
oh, yeah,
we're probably here to learn. So everything, we go through the steps of building businesses. I've helped people build very large businesses, built them myself. But without doing what Matthew said, including myself, we're just going to keep probably getting those lessons over and over and over. And I have to continue to do what Matthew said. So I really advise everybody to go to MatthewBivens.com and check out his stuff, because when you get this down, what Matthew is doing, a regimen, and guys like to think of things as a regimen. So even, and Matthew mentioned that in this episode, then all of these other things come down to how much time and money we have and the steps you need to take and paying attention to what similar companies are doing and the processes, and we go through all that. But you can know all that. I know all that. But why aren't we doing it to the best of our ability? Sure. And it a lot of times it traces back to all of this, and that's probably why we're really here. Because after survival, after you make enough money to survive, these things are what really are important. I mean, what do you really need? I had 5 condos once I was 26, and I was like, oh, I could just keep getting bigger condos. Well, that's great. And then the market crashed from 2008. I lost them all. But I remember thinking like, okay, well, when does this game end? Because now I have a 2-bedroom on the ocean. I had a studio but you can always just keep getting bigger condos and things. But is that going to make you happy? And I don't know about that. So I love what Matthew is saying. I think things can make you happy if it's from a place of love, like Matthew said. And ultimately, we're going to try to, I've been interviewing a lot of people on Believe. That's what we've been doing. And we're going to transition into doing episodes more often. People can share this with their friends, believe.love, and really our iTunes, believeiTunes.com. Subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/believeloves you. And share this episode with your friends, because Matthew is a really amazing person, because it does come down to the deeper things when it has to do with success. It's not necessarily just about the steps you have to take. It's really why you are or aren't taking them. And then how do you love yourself? And how do you become more aware of everything? And when you do what Matthew said in terms of energy with Qigong, Kundalini yoga, Reiki, prayer, whatever you want to do, you can actually get in touch with things that you can't see. And I'm just going to leave it at that. We've talked a little bit about it, but there's so much. The majority of the universe and everything in existence we can't see, probably our real selves we can't see. It's probably we're a spiritual being having a human experience, not the other way around, only spiritual when we go to church on Sunday or do this or that. And that includes the tough times. That includes the tough family things. So thank you so much, Matthew. It's been an honor, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Let's do this again. Talking to you has been a real pleasure. So thank you. Thank you.